This verse in Jeremiah talks about eating God's words. I can't actually eat them, so what does it mean?
When you read the Bible to truly understand everything it means, it's sort of like you're eating it. Do you like to eat? Have you ever thought about eating the Bible? Well, that's what our story is about today, right here on Keys for Kids. When my baby brother was little, he tried to eat one of my school books. Ever since then, we joke about how much he loves to read. God wants us to love reading the Bible so much that he compared it to food in Jeremiah 15:16, where it says, "Your words are found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart." You're going to like our story today. It's called Bible Breakfast. As Simon paged through his mom's Bible at the breakfast table, he saw something that made him laugh. "Sometimes the Bible uses funny language," he said.
"Funny language?" asked Mom.
"In what way?" "Well, there's a verse here in Jeremiah that talks about eating God's word." Simon grinned.
"But how can I? You never fix it for dinner."
Mom chuckled. "When you were a baby, you literally tried to eat the Bible one time. I wasn't paying attention to you as you sat on my lap in church. When I looked down, there you were, chewing on my Bible." They laughed together. "Well, I know I'm not supposed to actually eat my Bible," said Simon. "So what does it mean when it says that?" "Can you remember when you were younger and you were so excited about baseball?" Mom asked as she poured coffee into a mug. "You watched baseball on TV and collected baseball cards, and you always wanted me to buy the cereals with pictures of baseball players on the boxes. Grandma used to say, 'That boy lives, eats, and sleeps baseball 24 hours a day.'"
"So to eat the Bible means to read it and think about it all the time?" asked Simon.
"Well," Mom paused and took a sip of coffee, "I don't think it means we need to actively be thinking about the Bible all the time, but that we're reading from it regularly so our thoughts can be influenced by what it says. Much like food, hearing about Jesus' love and promises in His Word gives us the strength we need to get through each day. And when we're reminded of what He did to save us, it helps us feel energized to show His love to others through our words and our actions." Simon nodded as his older sister, Janae, walked into the room. She had her nose in a book and didn't look up.
"Hi, honey," Mom said. "There are some muffins left over from yesterday. Do you want one?"
But Janae was so engrossed in her book, she didn't even hear.
"I'll take hers," said Simon. "Let's not disturb her. She's eating her book right now." So how about you? Do you eat regularly? You probably do. You need to eat every day to give your body the strength and energy it needs. God says that His Word, the Bible, is food for your soul. It tells us what Jesus did to save us and how we should live as His children. And it reminds us of God's promises and offers comfort in hard times. As you read and study the Bible, let its words fill your mind and heart with the love and promises of Jesus. Our key verse today is Psalm 119, verse 97.
"Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day."
And our key thought, chew on God's word.
"Hey, Zach, I know we shouldn't be mean to people, but what if the truth would sound mean?"
In Ephesians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul is instructing the church on how they can grow spiritually. He says it's important that people speak to each other truthfully, but that they speak in love. What he means is that they should never shy away from being honest, but to be honest in the nicest way possible. So always tell the truth, but be sure to do it with kindness and in love. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.